Nothing stings quite like a bad review. Try these observations, for instance. Punitive monotony, barely coherent narrative thinness, wasting of a rainy Sunday afternoon. And that is not a review of Gigli, Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck's new movie. It's New York Times critic Elvis Mitchell writing about SWAT, a movie opening this weekend around the country. Sometimes reading a review like this one can be more fun than watching the movie, but for those who make bad movies, it's a public humiliation. Elvis also happens to be Weekend Edition's entertainment commentator, and he joins us from New York. Elvis, ouch.
I had no idea I sounded so mean. I'm going to reform my ways now. I'm starting to knit. I'm going to read haiku to the kids on Saturdays. I'm making up for all this behavior on my part.
We have had a rash of poorly reviewed movies this summer. Or another way to say that is we've had a rash of bad movies this summer.
And they've given me a rash, actually, but that's another conversation.
Charlie's Angels, Hulk, Bad Company, and famously, Gigli.
You know, this may be a good time to suggest that you not allow the seeds of cruel hope to sprout in your soul.
I don't know what that means, but it sounds beautiful.
It means you're not my type.
Wow.
Sounds like an old NPR radio drama from the 70s.
So, I mean, when something like this comes along, I always suspect that reviewers are just having way too much fun.
Well, in some cases, I think this is not the worst movie ever made. I mean, I actually think American Wedding is a worse movie than Gigli is. It's a movie that at least is sort of trying to be something. But you hear that and you think, nobody talks like that. Or Jennifer Lopez is not the actress who can convince you that she talks like that. You can almost see a thought balloon pop up over her head, like something like pop-up video, like, what am I supposed to be saying again? If I don't chew gum, maybe I'll get the lines out right. But in the end, it's kind of not about anything that relates remotely to any kind of human behavior.
Do you ever take into consideration the financial impact your review will have on a picture? I guess that was one of the things that was... people felt free to bash Gigli because these two guys can't be hurt.
Well, I don't know. You ask if I'm hurting somebody's career. I panned American Wedding, and it rolled past me to make a scant $35 million, so I clearly did a lot of damage in that case. I think people are going to see the movies they want to see, and sometimes there's this kind of thing in the air where people feel like they have to go. There are times, though, when you just feel like the movie has so worked you over, you just want to get some of that stuff out. But I think we kind of have to be careful because I understand this. As much work goes into a good movie as a bad movie, and nobody sets out, well, almost nobody sets out to make a bad movie. But when it happens, you want to say, what it is a movie's trying to do? What is the intent? How successful is it? What was brought to bear? What resources were used or wasted? Then those are all things that I think work in panning movies and praising them.
Mm-hmm. And often you do see in a review of a bad movie, you see this person or that person did a good job, or the action sequences were great, or the costumes were nice, or in the case of SWAT, for example, the music, which was, it sounds to me, like the only thing you liked in that movie.
About.
Thanks, Elvis.
Thank you, Wendy.
Weekend Edition entertainment commentator Elvis Mitchell, who is also a movie critic for the New York Times.